哈利路亚！再次跟在座诸位，主耶稣所引导的，以及主耶稣所爱的，大家问安，大家平安。
Hallelujah and greetings of peace to all of our beloved brethren and friends.
今天这一节是教会安排教会的圣节的第四节。
So tonight will be our fourth session that the churches are organized for the holiness of the church.
想跟大家一起来思考关于圣经所讲的婚姻。
So I'd like to share on what the Bible tells us about marriage.
不过婚姻的面向百百种。婚姻它有各种不同的面貌。
The different ways that marriage can appear.
我们主要着重在婚姻应该在我们的信仰生活中，我们要什么样的心态。
And we can consider what kind of attitude we need to have in terms of marriage and our faith.
简单说，婚姻其实是一件相当重要的圣工呢。
So we can say that marriage it is quite an important divine work.
这完全不是当前社会一般人的想法。
So it is not according to what people in the society think today.
因为他们说男大当婚，女大当嫁。
So they will say that a man will take for himself a wife.
不管在什么样的文化，总是觉得婚姻就是男欢女爱，就是生养下一代的事情而已。
And so often people only think of marriage as a man loving a woman and creating the next generation.
可是小弟从圣经领受的不只是如此。
But what I've received from the Bible, it is not merely so.
我们现在有一种流行的趋势跟思考。
So today there is a kind of way of thinking.
就是越来越多人越习惯晚婚。
There are more and more people who are marrying late.
当然这个晚婚到底它严格的定义是几岁以后才算晚婚，我们就不深入再探讨了。
So we will not discuss at what age or what past what age it is considered late marriage.
所以前几天才在讲了，以前我们教会有未婚社亲。
So previously I mentioned that in the church we had youths that were yet to be married.
从几年前，我们台湾地区的教会就在思考要不要另外有未婚中间团契了。
And so in Taiwan we were considering whether or not we should have a separate fellowship for these youths.
要不然他们来参加中间团契，总是觉得格格不入。
Otherwise, especially in the middle age group for those yet to be married, they
因为中间团契的主题有些都已经有孙子啦，都在讨论接下来要怎么退休啦，可是有些人还没结婚呢。
The topic in the fellowship would be about how they would retire or how they look after their grandchildren, but some of them are yet to be married.
所以甚至现在有之前有一个流行名词叫做草食主义，你们听过吗？
是。
恐龙啊，我昨天去走了 museum， 里面有那个 dinosaur， 有肉食的，也有专门吃草的，你们知道吗？
So yesterday I went to the museum and we saw dinosaurs and their carnivores and also ones that only eat grass.
对，就是专门吃草的啦，草食主义啊。
So the idea of being a herbivore.
这个草食主义是什么意思呢？
So,
就是他抱着没有婚姻生活的独身的这种想法。
So to be a herbivore is to hold fast to the idea of living a single life.
甚至在东北亚越来越多，他即使有婚姻，他完全夫妻之间没有 sex 这种状态存在。
Or in some places they may enter into marriage, but between the couple they do not partake in sex.
所以就好像说，好像你们的婚姻状态好像是吃素的。
So it seems as if within the marriage they are both herbivores.
甚至现在越来越一种倾向，以前华人的文化是由男性主动来追求女性。
And so in Asian culture, it is usually the male who is more proactive in chasing after a female.
我想大部分早期的欧美文化，西方也是这样子啦。
So I feel that in the Western world, and earlier on, this would also be the case.
可是现在东亚跟东北亚却越来越男生越来越害羞。
But especially in Eastern Asia, the males are becoming more shy.
然后女性越来越强势。
And the females are becoming more proactive.
所以那个男生好像变成雷龙了，你晓得吗？吃草的。
And so the males seems to be like a small dinosaur.
女生变成吃肉，像暴龙一样。哇，看见喜欢的男生话，大家一直攻击。
And so the females, they become like T-Rex, and they will chase after them.
小弟不是在讲笑话，这就是我们现在遇到的很多的现象。
So I'm not just making jokes, but this is what we will see in society today.
所以我们身为教会的一份子，尤其是我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So as part of the church, and especially as the youths of the church.
我们身处在这样的社会跟文化 之下，
if we are living in such a kind of society,
我们很难免会受影响啊。
Then inevitably we will be affected.
不要说我们当中年轻的统领啊，连我们这些年轻统领的上一代，我们这些家长啊，我们也不知不觉受了很大的影响。
So it's not only the youth, but also the parents of the youth, we will also be affected by this.
甚至有人认为啊，好像你二十几岁结婚，这么早婚啊，有点异类。
So some
有点奇怪。
People may feel that you're a bit weird if you get married in your early 20s.
我跟某些年轻人谈过了，他们好像认为30岁左右30几岁结婚才现在是正常的。
And so I've had a chat with some of the youths and they seem to think that marrying at the age of 30 seems normal.
有时候怕被人家贴上标签，认为自己是饥不择食啦。就是饿的都不选择食物这样子啦。
And so, people are afraid of being labeled as, someone who, although they're hungry, they will not go find something to eat.
或者我们更常讲的不是这样子的讲法。
Or, another way that we don't speak of so often.
我们用各种理由来说服自己及旁边的人说，我现在学业还没有完成。
We will, use many excuses, for example, saying that, my education is still incomplete.
我现在工作还不到理想。
Or I have not reached the stage that I desire in my career.
我的经济还不是很稳定。
I'm not financially stable.
我的性格还没有很成熟。
Or I'm not very mature in my personality.
所以啊，常常会说啊，我还没有成熟到可以去当一个合格的父母，听起来很谦卑啊。
And so it might sound very humble that you say that I'm not yet mature enough to be a parent.
老实说，我到现在还不认为我是一个及格的父亲呢。
But for myself, I do not feel even now that I meet the standard of being a father.
我只能尽力在神的帮助之下，照着圣经的道理来养育啊。
I'm only able to bring up my children according to the Bible by the help of God.
那现在甚至我们主内的年轻人，有时候还会拿圣经当中几个经节来佐证现在社会的潮流。
And some of the youth today will even make use of Bible verses to talk about the society.
甚至拿圣经的经节来支持自己个人的论点。
Or to use Bible verses to support their own theories or ideas.
但是真的是这样子吗？我们今天晚上就稍微来思考一下。
But is this truly the case? Tonight we'll have a look at this.
我们先来看几节容易被误解的经文。
Let us have a look at a few verses that are easily misunderstood.
我们来看新约圣经哥林多前书的七章二十六节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 26.
哥林多前书七章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 26.
因现今的艰难，据我看来，人不如守素安常才好。
Verse 26, I suppose therefore that it is good because of the present distress that it is good for a man to remain as he is.
我们继续再看后面的34节。
Let's continue with verse 34.
34节，妇人和处女也有分别，没有出嫁的是为主的事挂虑。要身体灵魂都圣洁，已经出嫁的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫丈夫喜悦。
Verse 34, there is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband.
所以我们看到现在啊，甚至有些基督教派以这个为根据啊，就衍生出那一种不婚不嫁的服侍生活的形态，我不要讲哪个教派，你们都知道了。
And so there are even some denominations that will make use of these verses to support living a life of serving the Lord and not marrying.
我们不要去提其他的教派，我们想想我们教会当中有些一直在拖延婚事，或不希望教会来关心他们婚事的年轻人。有时候就会用这两节。
So we do not need to talk about other denominations. Even within our own church, there will be youth that will make use of these verses to justify why they are not married.
但是我们在座诸位主耶稣所爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹们啊。
But for the youth seated here, the beloved of Jesus.
我们千万不要误解使徒保罗在这里的怜悯跟提醒。
We should not misunderstand the mercy and reminder that Paul gives here.
那如果照这样子34节我们都不看上下文，也不看整个哥林多前书，那34节是在讲说，所以婚嫁的人比较不圣洁，比较世俗吗？
So if we only look at verse 34 without the context of the chapter or of 1 Corinthians, then it seems that those who are married are less holy.
其实保罗不是要我们不娶不嫁。
But Paul did not wish for us to not marry.
也不是说有嫁娶的，好像身体灵魂就没有那么圣洁了。
And it is not to say that those who are married are less holy in their body and spirit.
我们更仔细来思考刚才所读的这两节经文到底什么意思。
Let us look a bit more closely at the two verses we just read.
好了，刚才的二十六节，注意哦，他不是说要每个人都守素安常。
And so in verse 26, we need to take note that not everyone to remain as he is.
如果我们经文啊，就这样子断章取义啊，哦，就只把那个 quote 拿出来，就很容易有这样的误解。
So if we only take verses out of context, then it is very easy for us to have misunderstanding.
这会产生一个解经上释义的错误。
And this will cause an error in our interpretation of the Bible.
有时候我们就直接拿我们看到的文字就想象到我们现在的环境以及我们的经验啊。
Sometimes we will look at the verse, the words in the verse and think of our current situation and environment.
请注意哦，这个解经为什么要讲求背景？
So we need to take note why we need to look at the background when we are interpreting the Bible.
因为哥林多前书七章二十六节前半节特别提到了现今的艰难，有注意吗？
So did we take note that at the very far, the first part of verse 26 it says of the present distress?
所以这一节后面的建议是基于前面这个艰难的状况而提出来的。
And so the suggestion made in the latter half is based on the present distress mentioned in the first half.
那如果我们没有去查考圣经的背景，光是以字面来想象最近几十年我们生活当中的艰难，这就叫解经错误了。
So if we only look at the verse look into the background of the verse but use our current context, then we will have an error in our interpretation.
我们常常有时候读经就是这样子，比如说看到爱这一个字。
For example, when we are studying the Bible, we may see the word love.
圣经里面所讲的这个爱这个字，不管它原文是哪几个动词啊，爱很难理解吗？
So is love very hard to understand, even without taking note of the different original words?
爱并不是基督教专门用词，诶，是不是？
So the word love is not merely used in Christianity.
佛教的朋友也讲爱啊。
The Buddhist friends also talk about love.
你知道台湾的佛教电视台叫做大爱电视台吗？大爱，诶。
So in Taiwan, the Buddhist channel on the TV is called the channel Big Love.
有一次我听到他们的诗班啊，穿的都跟我们的诗袍一样。我不知道那是佛教的，我以为那是基督教教会的诗班呐、啊。看到后来，原来是佛教的诗班呐、
啊。And once I saw the
choir, 唱的内容都是爱啊。
I saw the choir presenting, and they were singing about love, and their robes looked like our robes, and I thought that it was a Christian denomination.
那一些不要说其他宗教的朋友，连其他没有宗教的朋友，他们也讲爱啊。
So let alone the other denominations, those who do not have a religion, they also talk about love.
各位可以告诉我，罗密欧跟朱丽叶他们是哪个宗教的吗
？So can anyone tell me what religion Romeo and Juliet believe?
梁山伯跟祝英台又是哪个宗教的？啊，不会翻就算了啦，两个中国的罗密欧跟朱丽叶啦啊，好啦。没有宗教的人也讲爱啊。
So those without a religion will also talk about love.
所以如果我们只看到了一个经节说，哦，神就是爱，我们要彼此相爱，就把我们生活跟经验的爱都带进来的话，
if we read,
这个信仰一定会偏掉。
If we read a verse saying that God is love and we must love one another and we take our current context of love and put it into this verse, then we will have a wrong faith.
也就是我们看到圣经里面一个字，我们觉得我们懂了。要很小心，你要从圣经里面自己去定义它。
If we see a word within the Bible, and we think that we know the definition, we need to be very careful. We need to understand this word from the Bible itself.
所以圣经里面神讲的爱啊，有时候在外邦人看来啊，简直跟恨差不多啊。
And so the love that the Bible talks about from an outside perspective, it may seem as hatred.
我们今天不是讲这一个主题，我们再拉回现今的艰难。刚才第六二十六节看到，那是什么意思呢
？So let's bring us back to the present distress mentioned in verse 26. What does that mean?
我们现在如果问大家，你觉得今天生活当中会遇到的艰难是什么？我们大家都会讲很多。
So if we asked everyone to share what our present distresses are today, then we would be able to share a lot.
可能赚钱不容易啦。
We may say it's hard to make money.
可能工作也可能不稳定了。
And our jobs are not stable.
可能包括对象很难找了。
And it is hard to find a spouse.
有时候对象难找到底是标准太高呢，还是我们灌输给儿女的想法，这个又很多了。
And there are many reasons why a spouse may be hard to find today as well.
甚至有些人觉得说，哇，现在要养一个孩子不简单。
Some may say it is very hard to raise up a child today.
所以常常啊，在日本、台湾啊，关 光是算那些费用就把你们都吓死了，对不对？
So especially in Japan and Taiwan, just by calculating the costs, it will scare you.
我现在都还没有买房子，假设我还没有买房子。
So for example, if I've yet to buy a house.
然后就告诉你生一个孩子把他养到大要花，好了，我算一下哈，大概要花纽币60万，你吓都吓死了。
So if it will cost you $6 million to raise up a child, then you'll be afraid.
我要生三个孩子，我要预备纽币接近200万，开玩笑。
So if I wish to have three children, then I need to prepare $20 million, that's very hard to do.
那不止这样子啊，那是不是，我将来老了，我的退休金还要准备台币1200万才够？哇，那这个算到大家都吓死，也不敢退休，也不敢生孩子啊。
And so if you also throw in the cost of retiring, then if you add all those costs together, no one will dare to have a child or to retire.
好，我们再拉回来，就是因为这种种的考量，让现在很多年轻人很踌躇，不敢踏入婚姻。
And so there are these different reasons why the youth will be afraid to step into marriage.
可是事实上，保罗在这里讲的现今的艰难指的是什么啊？是2000年前教会遇到的状况。
But the present distresses that Paul mentions in verse 26, it is the things that the church at the time faced.
是什么状况？我们从教会历史，就是圣经外的证据就可以知道了。
So from the church history, so that the recordings outside of the Bible, we will understand.
大概从主后五六十年开始到主后313年，整个教会经历了十大血腥的逼迫啊。
So from about 50 AD to about 300 AD, there was a great persecution of the church.
好，那我们看到这哥林多前书著书的时间，大概就是主后大概50年前后了，也可以说60年左右了。
And so the First Corinthians, this was written around 50 or 60 AD.
那个时候教会大概遇到什么状况？我们来看两节经文。
So we can consider what the church would have faced in those times. We can see two verses.
我们请看《使徒行传》18:1-2.
Let's look at Acts chapter 18, verses 1-2.
使徒行传18:1-2.
Acts chapter 18, verses 1-2.
第一节，这是以后保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。第二节，遇见一个犹太人名叫雅居拉，他生在本都，因为格老丢命犹太人都离开罗马，新近带着妻子百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。
Verse 1, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth too, and he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them.
我们看到了这个事件呢，大概发生的事情就是主后50年到70年之间。
So what we've just read, this happened roughly around 50 to 70 AD.
好了，我们想想看呢，为什么雅居拉跟百基拉要被这一个格老丢，他其实是罗马皇帝呀、啊、的命令离开，要离开罗马城
？So we can consider why was it that Aquila and Priscilla were commanded by Claudius to depart from Rome?
而且好像大家已经来啊，移民已经20-30年了。突然纽西兰政府下一道命令，所有的基督徒必须离开奥克兰300公里之外。哇，我看你们就惨了。
It is like, if for us today, if we have all immigrated here, and then the government sets out a rule saying that all Christians must depart from Auckland 300 kilometers.
那个时候罗马皇帝就下这一道命令，为什么？
So why did Claudius do this?
我们排除主后五十年有一个叫 Claudius 的罗马皇帝，他已经先逼迫了。这个时候其实啊，罗马帝国已经开始在逼迫基督教会了。
So during this time, the Emperor Claudius had started to persecute the church.
而且甚至再过没几年，在主后64年，有一个罗马皇帝叫做 Nero， 听过吗
？And about 64 AD, there was an emperor called Emperor Nero.
以前我们不是有一个烧 DVD 的吗？很有名的软体呀、啊。现在没有用 DVD 啦 ，DVD、CD 很有名的烧录软体叫做 Nero。就是以他的名字来取的，很会烧啊。
And so previously there was an application for burning CDs and DVDs, and it was named after Nero because it was good at burning things.
这个罗马皇帝头脑有问题啊，他自己放火把罗马城烧掉，要取得艺术灵感呢。
So this emperor, for the sake of finding artistic inspiration, he burnt down most of Rome.
结果烧了以后，发觉罗马公园大反弹呢、啊，要抓罪魁祸首。
And so when he burnt down Rome, then he found that the people were against him.
于是他就把这罗马城里面弱势的一群啊，叫做基督徒，拿来做代罪羔羊啦。
And so he took a minority from the group of Rome, the Christians, and used them as a sacrificial lamb.
因为当时罗马基督教会在罗马社会里面啊，名声很不好。
Because at the time, the Christians had a bad reputation within the land of Rome.
第一个，这些基督徒很不合作，都不拜神明，也不拜罗马皇帝。
Because the Christians, they would not worship any idols, nor would they bow down to the emperor.
第二个，这些基督徒啊，他们常常是聚会在一起，也不公开他们的聚会跟祷告，所以搞不好啊，都是聚集在一起做坏事啊。
And the Christians, they would often gather together in secret, and they would not expose what they were talking about or praying about.
哇，这一群基督徒都是吸血鬼啊！虽然那时候没有啊，因为他们的宗教仪式要吃人肉喝人血。
And they
知道我在讲什么吗
？They would accuse the Christians of being vampires because they would eat of human flesh and drink of blood.
然后这个基督徒他们拜的那一个对象啊，还说有一天啊，他是要拿一把火到地面上来放的啊。还记得主耶稣讲过什么吗
？And the ones that the Christians worship, they he once said that he would one day come back to earth and he would have a flaming sword.
所以那个时候，基督教在当时的罗马社会简直就是邪教啊。
And so the Christians at the time in the context of Rome, they were considered a sect.
所以这个罗马皇帝，你若刚好顺势推舟了，就把这个罪名推到基督徒身上了。
And so Emperor Nero, he needed a way out, so he pushed this blame onto the Christians.
把教会当成是社会的害虫，帝国的仇敌。
And he turned the church into the enemy of the state.
我在我们教会的图书馆里面找到一个早期的文献。
In our church library, I found an article.
那时候哈，罗马兵丁。那时候罗马政府规定你只要检举谁是基督徒证明的话他家财产的一半就是你的。哇这太好赚啦、
啊。So at the time with the Roman soldiers, if you told them of someone who was a Christian, then half of the Christian's inheritance would become yours.
那抓来怎么证明你是基督徒呢只要到法官面前罗马兵法官说你在我面前咒诅耶稣基督我就承认你不是基督徒。
And so they, in order to check if you were a Christian or not, you would have to stand before them and have to denounce your faith.
于是有一个妈妈抱着自己一岁大的孩子，大概三四岁的孩子。
And there was once a mother who was holding their child 3 or 4 years old.
政府说你现在咒诅耶稣，那就可以安心回去了。
And they said if you blaspheme your Lord Jesus, then you may go home.
她不要。
She refused.
罗马兵丁把她手中的孩子抢过来。
And the Roman soldiers grabbed the child from her.
然后拿着匕首在孩子的头这里，什么意思？你现在咒诅耶稣，不然你的孩子就没命。
And so they held up a spear to the child's head and suggesting that if she did not denounce Jesus, then the child would die.
文献里面记载，这个妈妈流着眼泪对自己的孩子说：“儿子，你先到耶稣那里去，妈妈跟着就到。”
And according to the records, this mother with tears said to the child, you go to see Jesus first and I will follow.
然后罗马兵丁把孩子的头发抓着，把他的头皮割掉，整个掀开，然后再一把刺手刺进妈妈的心脏。
And so
这就是现今的艰难。
And the Roman soldier grasped the hair of the child and scalped him and then took the spear and pierced it into the mother's heart. And this was the present distress.
现在弟兄姐妹，如果你忍耐到底，将来你在乐园天国会见到这一位姐妹跟她的儿子。
And if we persist to the end, then we will see this mother and the child in paradise.
我不认为我们现在教会有遇到任何的艰难。
So I do not feel that this church, in comparison to this, has met with any persecution.
然后文献记载，当时抓到的基督徒，只要不咒诅耶稣，一个一个被插上木棒，在夜晚当成蜡烛燃烧，照亮街道。
And those Christians, they were caught and they did not denounce their faith. They were put on a stake and are burned alive on the stake.
所以为什么后来接近200年，基督徒要躲进罗马城下面的坟墓？你们参观过吗？
So have we ever
过着老鼠般的生活？
Seen the place where the Christians hid in the tombs underneath Rome.
这个小弟现在讲的这一点点东西，就是现今的艰难。这是我们现在赚钱不易、养儿不易这种程度吗？
So this, these things that I'm sharing now, this is the present, the stresses that the church was facing. Does that compare to us today, making?
甚至捉到罗马竞技场跟野兽搏斗，跟狮子作战，
哦，
当成娱乐。
At times, the Christians they would be captured and thrown into the Colosseum to be used as entertainment against the lions and the wolves.
所以不管在哥林多前书啊，或者在希伯来书里面，圣灵都一直在预备啦，你们读得出来吗？
So do we read from 1 Corinthians and also the book of Hebrews that the Holy Spirit has been preparing?
在世上你们有苦难，各位弟兄姐妹，你知道我们前辈遇到的苦难不是我们现在这种东西啊。
So in this world you shall meet with troubles, and do we know the troubles that the Christians face before us?
财产全部被抢走，生命可能随时消灭，所以婚姻保罗才会讲这句话啊。
And so their inheritance would be taken away from them, their lives were at danger every day.
因为随时你信耶稣要逃难，要被逮捕，要受害。
And as a Christian,
已经教会渐渐闻到这个味道了。
As a Christian within the church, you would have to always be ready to flee for your life.
哪会考虑什么修缮跟建堂的事啊？开玩笑。
So you would not consider anything of pleasure or building up a temple.
所以保罗在圣灵的感动下才做出这样的怜悯的建议，叫做以现今的艰难，是那种状况哎。
And so Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write down these suggestions according to their present distress.
所以今天我们生活上遇到的一些问题，主耶稣所爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹们啊，千万不要随便把这个当成是现今的艰难啊。
So for the youth today, we should not use the things that we meet with today as these present distresses.
你们今天遇到的挑战、遇到的问题，当然是真的，可是都是2000年前我们这些前辈所渴望的幸福跟太平啊。
Of course, we will face challenges in our lives, and they are true challenges, but they are nothing in comparison to what the Christians faced before.
我们再继续看我们刚才看到的34节。
Let's continue with verse 34.
哥林多前书7章34节。
First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 34.
这里又讲到另外一个说，没有出嫁是为主的事挂虑。好的，那我们继续来想呢。
So he tells us that the unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord.
如果你真的要晚婚，或者你不婚是为了专心在主的国跟主的义，那我跟你说阿们阿们。
So if truly for the sake of serving the Lord in his kingdom, then you do not marry, then I say amen to you.
但是我们扪心自问，今天我们的晚婚跟不婚真的在我们的信仰上，我们的表现上，有比那些有家庭有儿女的同龄付出更多吗？有更多时间做圣工吗？有更多时间来祷告吗？
But we need to consider for ourselves as one who is unmarried or marrying late, do we do more or are we more holy than those who have a family or a household?
还是我们都在为我们的前途跟美好的生活在打拼而已？
Or are we all striving for a better life?
我们有像保罗那样献身为主传道吗？
Are we like Paul to give to sacrifice and offer up our life to preach?
我们真的是想过着更多缺乏跟苦难的日子吗？
Do we wish to have a life filled with more troubles and trials?
既然不是，我不认识你们啊，我在台湾遇到年轻人大多数都不是啊，他晚婚跟不婚不是为了教会圣工啊。
So I do not know you, but I speak of the youth from Taiwan that they do not marry or they marry late not for the sake of serving the Lord.
那我们就不应该因自己的方便，因着对婚姻责任的疑虑，
So then, we should not use this as an excuse for our own convenience.
或为了只是更怡然自得的享受单身生活。
Or to, be able to enjoy our life as a single person.
就错拿了这34节当成自己的盾牌，这样对得起圣灵跟主吗？
So if we use verse 34 as our own shield for our own benefit, then are we able to stand before the Holy Spirit?
这样会让圣灵担忧啊。
This will grieve the Holy Spirit.
从哪里看得出来？
So how do we know this?
我们来看新约圣经提摩太前书第四章。
If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章的三节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，就是神所造叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的。
Verse 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.
我们看到现在有些宗教，甚至某些基督教派就是这么做，不是吗？
So do we not see some religions and even Christian denominations doing so?
他们说这是更专心的，更敬虔的，更值得钦佩的，是这样子吗？
And so they say that this is of a higher honor and glory, and it is for a better good. But is this true?
我觉得最值得钦佩的是在座的诸位。
So I feel that are those who are most worthy are everyone here.
因为你们又嫁娶又吃喝，还要负担社会上的工作，还要到教会里面来不辞辛劳的服侍神，你们更不容易啊。
Because it is even more hard for us to be able to marry, but to also be involved in society and to raise up our families and to help in the church as well.
所以这里告诉我们，如果我们真的明白真道，信而明白真道，我们这些就应该照主的意思来做。
So if we truly believe and understand the truth, then we will do according to what the Lord wills.
可是现在抵挡神的也开始用一些很细致的招数啦。
But those who are opposing the Lord will also make use of very clever ways.
他们现在也不会明明禁止，但是借由各种思想以及各种说法。
So they may not explicitly forbid it, but they will have different ideas or thoughts.
让我们在座诸位神的儿女甘愿去接受那一种不符合圣经教导的方式来过活，我们甘愿的哦，我们认为这个叫正常。
And as the sons and daughters of Christ, we are accepting this as normal to live our lives according to this way.
那到底神的命令跟旨意是什么呢？
Then what is the will and the command of the Lord?
我们都很熟，我们来看。
We are very familiar.
我们请看旧约创世纪第二章二十四节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2 verse 24.
创世纪二章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 24.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。Amen.
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
我们注意一下，讲这句话的神，他不是一个社会学家。
And so we take note that God here is not a social...
他也不是一个数字统计家。
He is not a statistician.
这一节经文也不是神在天上观察之后得到的观察结果。
And this is not a result of his observation from observing from heaven.
事实上，这是在神创造人的时候讲出来的一句话。什么话？
This is what he spoke when he created man and woman.
这一句话不是神跟人商量用的。
This was not to negotiate with.
也不是神向人做的请求。
And it is not a plea that he made to man.
我们从华文读到的人要怎么样啊？
So we read that a man will.
这个字在希伯来文里面就是 car 动词 imperfect 未完成式、哦、我直接讲啦，就是个命令啦。
So
in, 命令耶。
In the original text, this is a commandment. It is commanding us.
所以神命令人要这么做。
God has commanded man to do this.
所以这个不止，我们在看这里的三节六节，都是神命令，都是一样的意思。
And verse 3 and verse 6, they are the same, they are commands.
我们说的柔软一点，这一节是要我们每一位神的儿女都要来做。
So this is for all of the children of the Lord to do.
不做就是不够顺服。
If we do not do it, then we are not being submissive.
小弟在说的刺激明白一点啊，得罪大家。神命令我们做，如果我们不做啊，这就是罪啦。
And so speaking more explicitly, if God has commanded us to do so, but we do not, then this is sin.
这不是我们高不高兴的问题，这是罪。
It's not a matter of whether we're happy or not, this is sin.
虽然罪也有分轻重啊，所以才有什么啊，凡祭啊，赎罪祭、赎愆祭分这么多种啊，有致死的罪、不致死的罪啊。
And so there are different levels or severity of sin.
但是神希望我们做，我们却没有做好。这就是圣经定义的罪哦。
God has desired for us to do so, but we do not do it, then this is sin.
所以我们相信我们在座还未婚的弟兄姐妹。
So for the brothers and sisters who are yet to be married.
我们思考我们爱主的程度。
We can consider how much we love the Lord.
也请我们在座做人父母的。
And for those who are parents.
或者宗教教育的老师。
Or RE teachers.
我们应当最重视的不就是神的命令吗？
What we should place most importance on is not the commandment of the Lord.
我们要谨慎完全的传达下去。
We must be clear on it and to pass it fully.
所以我们不要再去模仿社会潮流的那一套了。他们怎么说呢？
So we should not follow with what society says.
他们说下一代的婚姻让下一代去自主。
They say for the next generation, they can mind their own marriage.
他们说他们长大了，他们自己会去决定。
They've grown up, they are mature, they can make their own decision.
哎，我说不了他们了，他们随便，他们怎么做。
I can't do anything about it. All I can say is
这是社会的讲法。
This is what the society
says. 我发觉我们教会里面也渐渐都这样讲了，是怎么一回事呢？
But I found that within church, we are also speaking in this way.
我们先讲结论，我们应该更主动的。
So, in conclusion, we need to be more proactive.
我们要更积极的。
And we need to be in a more of a rush.
放入更多的关心跟理解。
And to put in more care and concern.
关心理解年轻人来协助他们完成这一件人生最重要的圣功啊！等一下我们讲就知道为什么啦。
To show concern and understanding for the youth to be able to accomplish this divine work.
因为我们常常一讲圣功。好像是诗琴啦、领诗啦、翻译啦、领会啦，对不对
？Because when we talk about divine work, we first think of pianists or interpreting or speaking sermons.
不对啊，在我看从圣经看起来，最重要的圣功之一，最重要的圣功是婚姻呐、啊，婚姻是圣功啊。
But from what I can see from the Bible, the most important divine work and from the Bible is marriage.
可是当小弟这样讲的时候，有些人他还没想透，他不以为然。
And when I say this, some people have not, do not see it so clearly, so they do not feel it is anything.
甚至小弟在教会里面有时候听到一些似乎很属灵的说法，我说给大家听。
Well, I've heard some certain sayings that there are people think that they are quite spiritual.
好像觉得这个婚姻啊，不要有太多的动作跟介入。
And they feel that for marriage, there should not be too much action or people enter.
说啊，年轻人的婚姻，我们都祷告交托主了，交托主听过吗
？So they say, for the youth, I will pray about it and entrust it to the Lord.
那你交托了，你又有说什么吗？你做了什么吗
？So if you've entrusted it to the Lord, have you done anything about it?
所以今天奥克兰教会的会堂修缮，我们只要交托就好了吗？不用找保险公司来吗？不用安排工期吗？不用安排计划吗？交托就好了吗
？For Auckland Church to have the renovation and repair is it enough for us to just entrust it? We do not need to find an insurance or for contractors.
我另外一种很属灵的想法，我也听过很多次。
Or another so-called spiritual way of speaking.
啊，婚姻都是主在处理的啦。
That marriage it is done by the Lord.
我们不用太担心了，让年轻人自己去找。
We do not need to be so concerned about it. The youth can do it. I'll tell you, Peter.
只要他们彼此相爱，经济稳定，我就很感谢主了。所以，有没有觉得好像漏掉很多东西啊
？As long as they are financially stable and they love one another, I thank God. So do you feel that there's a lot missing?
婚姻只是为了找伴，只是为了传承下一代，只是为了找到经济生活更稳定吗？
Is marriage merely just to find your other half or to live a financially stable life?
听起来是多么的属灵跟交托。
So we talk about being spiritual and trusting to the Lord.
但是小弟也在这里请大家想一想。
But here I ask everyone to have a think.
我到纽西兰来发觉我们这里的孩子比较幸福，比台湾要幸福一点点。九点到下午三点嘛，对不对？
So I've realized here the children here they are a little bit more better off than the children in Taiwan.
我14岁的儿子啊，是早上六点到下午五点啊。
So my 14-year-old child
回来还一堆 homework 啊。
He starts school at 6 and comes home at 5.
所以我下面讲的例子，我不晓得你们懂不懂。
And so I'm not sure if you relate to the examples that I'll give.
婚姻可以让孩子自主，可是我们却发觉他们的学业跟考试，我们常常不会让他们自主。
So often we'll let help our children be very free in their marriage, but we will not be so free in regards to their grades.
如果这个孩子都不读书，明明他的考试快到了。
So if a child does not study and you know that the exams are coming up,
结果每天孩子是在玩或看电视，完全都不碰功课。
And day in day out, they are only playing around, and they are not studying or looking at the homework.
我跟你保证，我到现在没有遇过一个父母说，哎呀，万事交托主啦，主自然会有安排啦。我没有遇过你们遇过吗
？So I'm pretty sure I've never met any parent that will say, that's okay, I'll entrust to the Lord, He'll look after them.
或者安息日该带孩子来教会参加宗教教育了。
Or if we are supposed to bring our children to church, for RE on Saturday.
结果有时候那小朋友啊，偷懒，他还想睡觉，还不见得想来。
And so at times the child will be a bit lazy and they do not want to come, they want to have a nap.
然后我们有几个父母会说，哎呀，信心都是神的赏赐啊。
And the parents will say, oh, the faith it is all given by God.
我们不要太操心了，我们先去教会了，他想来就自己来了。我们有父母会这样子吗
？So do any of the parents say, okay, we'll go to church first and the children can come later if they wish.
小弟想，我们大部分都不会这么做，我们也不会这么想。
So I'm sure that most of us will not think in this way or do so in this way.
我问大家啦，是我们下一代的功课比较重要，还是婚姻比较重要
？So I ask everyone, is their homework or their marriage more important?
是我们下一代要来参加宗教教育比较重要，还是婚姻也很重要
？Is it more important for the next generation to attend RE or for the next generation?
可是为什么在很多地方，他们的工作、他们的求学，我们用了这么多心力，唯独婚姻，我们却说交托主就好了
？Why?、
欸 怎么这样啊？
Why is it that with in regards to their career or their education, we will say that they have to do so, but with their marriage, we'll say
interest to the Lord. 我们还把这样当成是一种自由。我父母很自由啊，我很尊重孩子啊，是这样子吗？
And we'll treat it as being very liberal parents, and we give them freedom.
因为如同我们这个题目所讲的，我认为婚姻是需要计划的。
So according to this topic, I feel that marriage needs to be planned.
怎么计划？等一下，我们最后再来提一下。
So lastly, we will talk about how to plan.
可是，一讲到计划，我们有些同龄人认为计划跟交托好像矛盾啊。
But when we talk about planning and to entrust to the Lord, sometimes it feels a contradiction.
所以有人说啊，既然我们交托神了，干嘛人有那么多意见，人有那么多说法，开那么多会？那到底是神还是人呢？好像不需要这样子啊。
Some people say that if you've already entrusted to the Lord, then why do you have so many opinions or have so many meetings?
我告诉各位，计划跟交托绝对没有互相矛盾。我们看两个例子。
So I can assure you that there is no contradiction between planning and entrusting to the Lord.
我们看创世纪24章的第一节到第四节。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪24章1到4节。
Genesis chapter 24 verses 1 to 4.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他。亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说：“请你把手放在我大腿底下。”第三节，我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。第四节，你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。阿门。
Verse 1, now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things too. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, please put your hand under my thigh. 3. And I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. 4. But you shall go to my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac.
那我问大家，亚伯拉罕对神有没有信心？
I ask everyone, did Abraham have faith?
亚伯拉罕有没有常常交托神？
Did Abraham often entrust to the Lord?
亚伯拉罕在对他这个独生子以撒的婚姻安排上面，他有没有交托神？
And in regards to the marriage of his son, did he entrust it to the Lord?
有啊，你刚才读到那四节都提到几次神啊，对不对？
So we see in the four verses we just read, it talks about God.
那亚伯拉罕有没有计划？
Then did Abraham make plans?
你在这四节里面有没有读到一个计划？
So in these four verses, did we read about the
plan? 有啊，你不要怎样，要怎样，要到哪里去，要做什么事？各位，这不就是五个 W 就是计划吗？
So we can see that he instructs the servant what he should and shouldn't do. So are these not plans?
所以他在计划他子女的婚姻，有看到吗？
So he is planning for the marriage of his son.
他把他的计划跟交托是结合在一起的。
And his planning and entrusting to the Lord was merged into one.
因为没有违背神的旨意。
He did not go against the will.
没有脱离神的安排。
And he did not depart from the arrangement of God.
我们继续再看到啊，接下来事情的发生，看到了这个父、这个子还有这个老仆人三个人的交。
And as we read on, we will see how the father, the son, and also the old servant are entrusted to the Lord.
最后我们看到神赐福。
And in the end, we see how God blessed them.
但讲到这里，有些年轻人可能比较熟，又不同意啦。这个以撒，我们这个时代还以撒，以什么撒、啊、
？And so some of the youth today, they will not agree with the story, and they will say, in today's society, how can we follow this way?
要我听爸爸妈妈的，我也不要啊。
I do not wish to listen to my parents.
于是常常我们对圣经很熟的年轻人又说：“哎，雅各式的婚姻好像不错，雅各啊，对不对？”
And so some of the youths they may be familiar with the Bible, and they say that marriage according to Jacob.
因为我们看这个以撒的婚姻好像是。华人讲的相亲嘛
，and so it seems like Isaac marriage it is like matchmaking.
然后雅各啊，他儿子的婚姻好像是自己选择自由恋爱式的，有没有
？And it seems that the marriage of Jacob he chose for himself.
好，那我们就来看雅各的婚姻了。
So let us have a look at the marriage.
我们请看创世纪二十八章一到五节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 28 verses 1 to 5.
创世纪二十八章一到五节。
Genesis chapter 28 verses 1 to 5.
麻烦你直接念了。
28 verse 1, then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, you shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan too. Arise, go to Padan Aram and to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. 3. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples. 4. And give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. 5. So Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau.
好，我们再麻烦大家看第七节。
Let's have a look at verse 7.
我们看雅各的决定是什么？第七节。
Let's look at verse 7 and the decision of Jacob. Verse 7, and that Jacob had obeyed his father and mother and had gone to Paddan Aram.
好了，那这是雅各的婚姻可以说是自己选择的，也没错。
So you could say that the marriage of Jacob, he chose for himself.
可是大家从第一节到第五节有没有发觉，他所谓的自由恋爱不是完全出于冲动的。
But do we realize from verses 1 to 5 that the one that he chose was not from his own impulse?
也不是完全照着自己心意的，虽然他有一定的照自己心意选择的成分，但是不是完全照自己心意。
So of course he still had the ability to choose, but he was not completely freed.
他是出自于爸爸的指导、计划跟吩咐，有条件的，在这条件里面去选择，有没有注意到？
Do you take note that he made a choice based on the conditions that his father had instructed him?
也就是说，是在神旨意之下来进行跟完成的。
So this was accomplished and within the will of God.
所以以撒告诉他：“你呀、啊，你到那个地方去。”哪里不要去，哪里要去，什么不可以选，什么可以选，你从里面自己选，有范围的，有 range 的，有没有发现到啊？
So have we realized that Isaac gave him a range for him to choose with, from?
所以雅各照着这样顺服啦。
And so Jacob, was submissive in this way.
因为他刚出发的时候啊，这个神还是他爷爷跟爸爸的神而已啊。
Because when he first set off, this, God was still the God of his father and his grandfather.
他虽然不太明了为什么爸爸要这样坚持，不过他相信爸爸有神，神会保守他这样说。
Although he did not fully understand why his father would instruct in this way, but he understood that his father had God and God would,
然后当这个还没有经历过自己神的年轻人愿意顺服的时候，他遇到了神，有没有发现这个前后顺序？
And have we noticed that when this youth was willing to submit to the Lord that he found God?
所以他在13节，神就对雅各说话，这个时候才对雅各说话。
And so in verse 13, it was at this point that the Lord spoke to him.
我是你爷爷跟爸爸的神，你顺着你爸爸的条件这样做，现在我亲自来找你了。
I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac, and if you do so, then I will come to see you.
然后才有17节，我们看17节。
And only then is there verse 17.
就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
Verse 17, and he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place, there is none other than the house of God. This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
在一个照神旨意的婚姻条件之下，
within the will of God, in terms of this marriage.
顺服信仰前辈的一些指示，他在这路上终于爷爷爸爸的神变成他自己的神啊。
And in submitting to the instructions of his father and grandfather, he on this journey found God.
所以我们从这里面，大家在后面看，我们要重新有一个观念啊。
And so when we see this, we should have a new concept.
我们主内年轻一辈的婚姻，我不是说我们多管闲事或乱插手，不是的。
So I'm not telling us to be busybodies or to be intrusive.
但是请各位长辈啊，你要知道，绝对不能是放任式的，绝对不可以啊。
But as the more elderly generation, we need to understand that we cannot let them run free.
我们在想圣工，教会当中的每一件圣工。
If we consider divine works, for every divine work within church,
我们都需要职务会来商量计划执行。
We will have the council to discuss and to make arrangements for it to be put into order.
更重要的，有时候还要召开临时信徒会议或信徒会议来讨论跟表决，不对吗？
And is it not true that at times we will need to hold emergency general meetings to be able to discuss?
这些其实都是计划。
So this is all under planning.
无论是职务会，无论是信徒会议。所以计划跟交托一点都没有矛盾啊。
Whether it is the council meeting or a general meeting, they are all different ways of planning, so there's no contradiction.
圣工本来就应当谨慎。
With divine works, we need to be very vigilant.
借着这些机制，不管是植物会或信徒会议，我们才能达到一个叫做同心合意的目标。
And it is through these meetings, whether the council or the believers, that we are able to achieve unity.
要不然很多工作我们也不讨论，也不分享，请问要从何同心合意呢？
If we do not discuss and do not share, then how are we able to be of one mind when we do this divine work?
所以计划跟安排跟交托。这个是可以完全结合的。
So to plan and to entrust to the Lord, these can be put together.
我们想一想，主耶稣在世界上啊，他传道的时候也是有计划，你有没有察觉
？So did we take note that when Jesus was in this world and preaching, he also had plans?
大家有没有感受到主耶稣在世上传福音很有计划
？So do we feel that when Jesus was in this world, he had many plans?
他甚至限制自己该到什么地方，不该到什么地方，所以外邦人的地方他暂时不去。因为那是他交托给他使徒们去执行的。
He even limited himself in which areas he should go, so he did not go to the Gentiles that was reserved for the apostles.
主耶稣在什么时间该做什么事，他在来到世界之前就计划好了。
Jesus had made plans for what he would do at what time, and this was made before he came.
今天我们的婚姻更要是这样子啊。
And so our marriage should also be so.
来，我们来看以赛亚书十一章第二节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 11 verse.
请看以赛亚书十一章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
第二节，耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
各位你看哦，灵，神的灵会加添给我们这些能力跟恩赐。
So we can see that the Spirit of God will add to us these gifts and abilities.
各位可以去体会一下，智慧、聪明跟知识差在哪里？这个不是我们今天要讲的。So, 我们要讲的是谋略这两个字啊。
So we can think about all the differences between wisdom, understanding, and counsel and might.
什么叫做谋略？不是设诡计叫做谋略啦。
So the Spirit of knowledge, it is not.
对。谋略的灵，谋略，谋略就是构思一件事，计划一件事，众人商议一件事，它的原文有这个意思啊，一起商议、构思跟计划。
And so in the original text, the spirit of knowledge it encompasses to discuss and to make plans.
所以一个有圣灵恩赐的人，他一定懂得跟大家和睦的商议、跟计划、跟构思，来求神的国跟神的义。一定有这个特质，绝对不是英雄式的孤鸟啊。
So for a person that is filled with the Holy Spirit, they will be able to discuss and to make plans with other people, not to go solo.
不是只有我服侍就好了，你们其他人做你们的，我做我自己的，绝对不会这样子。
So we will not see a person who will do divine work by themselves and not let other people participate.
因为神从来就认为两个人比一个人还要好。
Because God from the beginning knew that two is better than one.
能够两个比一个还要好，难道二十个不比两个人更好吗
？So if two is better than one, then would 20 not be even better than 1?
难道200个不比20个更好吗
？Or would 200 not be better than 20?
所以一个真的有圣灵充满的教会，不管人数多或少，一定是同心合意，是不是？
So、
有谋略的灵在里面呢、啊。
For a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit of knowledge, they, no matter the number, they will be able to be in unity.
我们今天为什么讲这个呢？因为很多人对婚姻其实好像没有什么特别长久的计划。
So, why do we talk about this today? Because many people do not seem to have any plans for their marriage.
为什么小弟这样觉得？我们很重视宗教教育。
So why do I feel this way? We place importance on RE.
我们很重视事工人员的训练。
And we place importance on the training of divine workers.
甚至常常讲教会的圣工要做传承。
And we also talk about how we need to pass on the divine works in church.
可是各位知道吗？因为教会婚姻的破口。
But because of the gap left by marriage within church.
有二十年的宗教教育就在那一刻几乎毁于一旦，很多人出去就不回来了。
There is 20 years or so of religious education that is empty because people go out and they do not come back.
然后就算回来的，本来应该培养到二三十岁啦，应当要来服侍其他更软弱的人，可是他却成为那一个最需要被关心软弱的人。
And even for those that do come back, they were supposed to become those stronger to help the weaker, but they become those who are in need of help.
所以植物会推动的各种圣工重要吗？
So is it important for the council to push many divine works?
重要。
It is important.
宗教教育重要吗？
Is RE important?
重要。
It is important.
但是婚姻呢？
But what about marriage?
更重要啊。
It is even more important.
婚姻是一个每一个在场的父母，你孩子即使还四五岁，你就要每天放在祷告里面的事啦。
Marriage is a matter that even as parents of a 4 to 5 year old, you should be putting it into your prayer.
为什么？我告诉大家，婚姻不是你现在到适婚年龄三十岁，突然一想一祷告，有时候半年一年成不了的耶，你知道吗
？Why is this the case? Because marriage is not something that when today you are of marriageable age and you start praying about it, it's not something that.
你等到现在想到了，已经28岁开始祷告，祷不好，在35岁还没有完成啊，6、7年很快就过去了，几次而已啊，几次啊。
So perhaps
听太多了。
Perhaps you start praying at the age of 28, but in the blink of an eye, you're 35 and it's still not accomplished.
我跟各位讲，从我生了我两个孩子开始。我每天就为他们的婚姻在祷告。
So I can share with you that from the day that my children were born, I have started to pray for their marriage.
我不知道他们将来的婚姻会不会成功，我真的不知道。
I truly do not.
愿主怜悯我。
I do not know whether or not their marriage will be successful, but may the Lord have mercy on me.
从他们懂事开始，我就一直跟他们讲婚姻，主内的婚姻是什么。
But from as soon as they had understanding, I shared with them on what is marriage in the Lord.
我让他们知道啊，我不只为你们的成长跟学业以后的工作家庭祷告。我还为你们的婚姻一直在祷告。
I allowed them to know that I am not only praying and showing concern for your schooling and your education, but also for marriage.
因为婚姻实在是我们现在教会最重要的圣工之一啦。
Because marriage is the most important divine work within church right now.
甚至要讲到让孩子觉得我很啰嗦，我女儿就常常觉得我很啰嗦啊。
And so my daughter often thinks that I say too much.
还在讲下去都是 personal events 了哈。不要这样讲太多，这样对不起他。
So、
反正我也很担心过了。
So I shouldn't share too much about her personal life.
我们符合圣经最理想的婚姻状态就是四个字而已。
But to have a perfect marriage according to the Bible, it can be summed up in 4 words.
主内、主前。
Within the Lord and before the Lord.
不只希望在主内联姻。
Not only do we hope to marry within the Lord,
还希望各位能够珍视神的拣选跟爱，要婚前圣洁，一直到主前完婚。
We also hope that the youth will be able to maintain their purity up until the day of marriage and to be able to marry before the Lord.
所以我们希望父母从现在开始就常常为我们子女的婚姻来祷告。
And so we have hopes for the parents to start praying for our children's marriage from today.
你要是觉得他25岁适婚啊，你从15岁就要开始注意这件事了。
So if we feel that they will be of marriageable age at 25, then from the age of 15, we need to take note.
你要是觉得他35岁要结婚，你从22岁开始就要每天为这件事提早十几年啊。
And so you need to start planning in advance 10 or so years.
还要好好的求神赐智慧，能够跟他谈论。
And also need to ask God to give us wisdom to be able to talk to them.
尤其那未来10年之内可能的婚姻对象。
And to hope that they will find someone within these.
甚至要对子女啰嗦。
So we need to tell them often.
其实应该说是分享。
So we can say it is a sharing.
无论你对自己现在的婚姻满不满意。
Whether or not you are satisfied or happy with your marriage.
不要把自己的婚姻经验当成是圣经里面理想的婚姻经验跟方式。
Do not use your own experience of your marriage as experiences from the Bible.
让他在遇到将来遇到状况的时候。能够想起你的啰嗦，那就有救了。
So it is good if they are able to remember the things that you have nagged on about when they are in trouble.
胜过将来啊，遗憾的事情发生，什么都来不及。
Even to the point that if things have gone past the line and too late.
我们在座的年轻人也要把自己的婚姻放在祷告里面。
The youths today also need to put marriage into their prayer now.
就在座十几岁的，你要开始祷告了。
So even for the teenagers, you need to start praying.
二十几岁的更不要忘记这件事。
And those in their 20s, you must not forget.
即使你不知道自己几岁可以结婚。
So you do not know what age you will be married.
你或许现在想的是学业，或许是工作。
Perhaps at the moment you are thinking about your education or your career.
但是我告诉你，在神眼中更重要的是婚姻，因为神没有提到你的学业跟工作。
But I tell you that in the eyes of God, what is more important it is your marriage because God did not mention about your career or your education.
你要是想真正得到神更多的喜悦，你不要忘记在祷告当中 去纪念婚姻这件事，
所以
了解吗？
Wish to be even more pleasing to the Lord, then do not forget to pray about your marriage.
因为这是神一开始就会第一个男人跟女人设下的。
Because this was the first thing.
他多重视。
That God had instituted when He created man and woman.
因为不会一祷告就成就的啦。
Because
it will,
very few will immediately find someone.
所以我们祷告，在座年轻人祷告是为了让我们调整好自己的心态，做好预备。
And so for the youth to pray for your marriage, it is to adjust your attitudes and your thinking.
有时候常常是天上准备好了，我们自己都还没准备好。
At times, heaven has already made the preparation for us, but we are not ready.
我们自己不领受。
And we do not accept it.
因为我们只想到自己的条件。
Because we only think about our own conditions.
我们却没有想到神已经为我们预备，让我们将来能借着他把感谢献给神的那些条件。
We do not think of the conditions that God has already prepared and given to us that will give thanks to Him.
还有以教会来讲，我们各位教会的统领，我们也不会强逼啊。
And also for the church, of course, we will not force people.
但是强逼是一回事，积极是另外一回事。
To force is one matter, but to show concern is another.
所以我们希望更多的长辈啊，你们要多跟教会配合。
So we ask the more elderly to be able to work with the church.
列出你们的条件，不要再装客气啦。
And to state your conditions.
我觉得有时候最难介绍的就是哈，哎，有什么条件吗？啊，没有，进钱就好。而且我到时候介绍的时候，怎么都不会成功啊。
And so I find those that are hardest to matchmake are those that say they have no conditions that they require. But
你有条件不是没有信心，这样知道吗
？So it is not that you do not have faith.
你可以像雅各在你的条件里面选择，但是有一个更大的范围。就是主内同样信仰的，你去把持住就好了。
So you are able to make your own choice within the boundary of marrying within the Lord.
对啊，你要高的，要矮的，要黑的，要白的，你就开吧。
So if you wish someone,
这样比较好找吧。
If you wish for someone who is taller or shorter, someone who is paler or darker, you can state your intention.
对啊，你要离你家近的、远的。
If you want,
我在台湾常常问哦，我真的常常问哦，请问嫁到国外可以吗？
So in Taiwan, I often ask, "Is it okay if you are married and go overseas?"
我有时候还会，我不是问姐妹，我还问弟兄，请问嫁到国外可以吗
？So it's not only the sisters, but I also ask the brothers, "Is it okay?"
没有关系，只要是主内呀、啊、，OK 的、啊。
So there's no worries as long as they are within the Lord.
条件开出来，教会大家会很积极帮忙啊。
If you have stated your conditions, then the church will be able to help.
当然，我们要商量，要体谅。
We need to be able to
要彼此商量，要体谅。
To discuss and to be able to
很多事情也不是我们这样想啦，然后就怪教会这个也没注意，那个也没做到。有很多事情要等候神。
So there are many things that we need to wait on God. We cannot blame the church if things do not go exactly as we say.
所以希望今天晚上的分享让大家理解到，婚姻是要计划的，不只是圣功，而且是重大圣功。
So I hope that from tonight's sharing that we are able to realize that marriage it is something that requires planning and it is not only merely divine work but a great divine work.
我们见证到这里。
This is our testimony.
好，我们来吟诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
赞美诗151首。
Hymn 151.